Welcome to Dial of the Cosmos. And on this edition of Dial of the Cosmos, we're going to take a little bit of a different step into a direction that is very familiar to myself. And it's going to be explaining to you about the aura and how the aura can work for you, or with you, or by you. And a lot of the things that I'm doing in my working life and in my personal life are structured through the personal aura. I'm Dominic J. Zenden. I'm an aura photographic profiler, as well as doing other things. I'm very interested in all the stuff that you may be interested in too, the paranormal, what we don't know, all the stuff that we can actually explore and learn and actually get to understand things that maybe come more into the mainstream once we start understanding who we are. One of my personal goals in life is to understand how we actually are as people. Now, that particular exploration for me became something that I've been interested in since I was a small child. Not because I was some smart child, but because as a child, I used to see color vibrations or color frequencies around people. That fascinated me because I would see voices in color. I would see people talking, other people in color. I would see the aura change and vibrate and move around the person. I would see it pulse at the same ratio as the human heart. And it used to always think that if people have all these color signatures around them, why don't people just take notice of them? So if someone was trying to deceive you, or if someone was trying to help you, the colors change, the frequency, the vibration changes. People that have emotionally quiet lives, their frequencies, their vibrations, their colors are different. They're not the same as those who have colors that have difficult lives or emotionally tough times within their thoughts. So, how we think, how we actually express our thoughts say something about us. Now, over the years, I've come to understand the aura has three different layers. It has the outer layer, which is the hard shell. It's like the insect's protective shell, and that's the shade of orange. Now, there's over 110 shades of orange that I've been able to recognize up until this time. So we all have individuality when it comes to the outer aura. And some people have maybe one, two, or even three layers of orange, which dictates something else about them as people. Because I believe that the aura builds up over a lifetime. It's not just something that starts and we just have the same thing, or it just changes or varies. I think it builds. And some of the things that we actually go through remain within our energy. Now, that could be very beneficial for us to be able to let go of some of the old thoughts or some of the things that we've been through. And maybe by having your aura looked at or interpreted, like I do, we can actually isolate the stuff that no longer has a use in your life. And I'm all for the more positive thinking ways of being, or the more positive areas of life when it comes to understanding ourselves. The outer aura is very good at giving us that and sharing with us that maybe we hold on to things for a little bit too long. Let me explain a little bit about the colors and the frequencies. Now, what the aura actually is a frequency field that we all have. And depending on the frequency, it actually dictates the color. Now, our body doesn't vibrate at the same frequency throughout our body. You know what I mean? Our head, our shoulders, our neck, our heart, our stomach, our legs, our feet all have different frequencies. And when you see somebody live, you actually see the aura moving, changing, and altering as the person adapts to their situation. So colors change, colors alter. Colors actually have a different way of being able to show where that person is at that particular time. I'll give you an example. If you first meet a person and they start talking to you, your colors can be very, very protective of yourself. They can be a little bit sort of, well, let's just see what this person has to say. And so your aura comes in very much closer to your body, and you're more guarded about that person. Once you get to know that person, then your aura starts to come out and you start to be more expressive and more willing to offer, you know, self information, little bits of commonality that you may have together. So your aura actually is reacting to the person you're talking to. That's, you know, something that if you've ever walked into a room and felt a room and know that one person can walk into that room and change that room, you know, the atmosphere totally changes by a person's presence, you will understand how that is. And that's just a little example of what happens with energy fields and frequencies that I've been able to see since I was in my very young years of my life, and has led me to this way of thinking and writing these aura photographic profiles. Now, the aura has another two layers. It has the emotional middle layer, and that comes in lots of, again, different color frequencies, but it also dictates how a person is feeling inside, what's going on in their life. Are they settled? Are they more, you know, more free to think? Are they imaginative? What is their purpose? Do they have certain genres in life that they can actually adapt into quicker? Are they a language person? Are they a morning, evening person? How do they figure out their life? Because a lot of the time, when we look at a person, we don't really know how similar they are to us personally. I think we feel it, and I think that's a way of being able to feel someone's frequencies or their energy frequencies that come from them. But we don't really know it. We don't know totally what that is to be that way. So when we actually look at a, for instance, a color photograph that's taken of a person, which is, in my view, a time capsule of that individual. It's a little snapshot of how that person was feeling and seeing at the moment that picture was taken. Now, color photographs have been my friend since 2000. And I found that the more that we've got into social media and mobile phones, the easier it is for me to understand people and see where people are. You know, I've read hundreds of auras from photographs over the years, and I do lots of different areas in that, but one of my main areas is actually matching people. So we're looking at color frequencies that are captured on a color photograph of how a person is feeling or thinking at the time the photograph was taken. This can give you so many insights, things that you might take months and months and months to realize when you first meet a person. You know, we don't know whether that person has difficulty in understanding things, or has a different routine to you, or even different food groups and different taste in everything. It's something that we don't know until we get to know someone. The beauty of photographic aura profiling is we know. I know straight away what that person is likely to be able to do. And one of the genres of aura photographic reading that I am very happy to do, and it's a joy to do, is looking at a baby's aura and predicting what they are going to go towards, what their life purpose is going to be. Just looking at their personality and whether they are a music baby or a literature baby or a baby that likes to look at things and take things apart, or just that sort of thing, just the prediction of where they're going to feel comfortable in their life, the things that they're going to be passionate about. That's what we do with baby auras. And that can actually be very relevant to who we are today. And when we first set out in life, how many of us know as a teenager, or how many of us can predict as a teenager where we're going to go or what we're going to do? Many of us struggle to find our own personal identities. This is what your aura shows you, and it can introduce you to yourself. And I've been told many times by people from all over the world that when they have an aura profile written for them, it's like being introduced to themselves. A lot of people say, well, I had that feeling I wanted to do that, or I knew that that was something I was really interested in, but I never really thought it was possible. And what it does, it reconfirms the feelings that you may have about yourself. But being seen is rare. On a whole in life, most people are more worried about themselves than they are about you. And when they see you, or they see who you actually are, it doesn't really affect them too much because they're too busy trying to figure out who they are. And the aura is very much about how we figure out ourselves and also the people in our lives. What makes you attracted to somebody? What brings your thoughts into their thoughts? What makes your passions line up with their passions? And if they don't, what do we have in common? Aura photographic profiling goes into detail about this. Remember, every aura that I ever see is on a frequency level, and it's on lots of different frequencies levels. So what you have is you have a list of colors, and when I look at an aura on a photograph, I look at a list of colors. They can go up really high. They can go up to 50, 60 different colors. And I have to concentrate to look at where the blends are and where the actual colors meet and what they actually mean, because not everybody has the same blend of colors. So we're picking out lots of different personality traits from lots of different people. And the knowledge of doing that for the last 20 years, or it's 23 years now actually, has been vast. And we've now got very, you know, vast knowledge of what each color means, how to actually concentrate on each person, and also what it means that you can be yourself. So the aura has one final layer, and that's the layer that's closest to the body. Now, that comes in different shades of green normally, and there's many different shades of green, but what it dictates is your health, your well-being, the actual food you're eating, even the air that you're breathing. And it can actually show up little blockages or little places in your body where maybe that you might have hurt your wrist, you may have hurt a foot, or you may have actually been eating lots of sugary stuff. Or what I see a lot on people's auras are things like different drugs, yeah, painkillers quite often show up quite clearly. I also can see things like tobacco, nicotine within a person's bloodstream, also alcohol. Alcohol, wow. If you saw alcohol and what it did and the effect it has on the body, it would be something that you'd have a decision to make a choice about, whether you drank or not. But all these actual artificial stimulants show up in the inner aura, and it does affect the mental capacity of where you actually are. And I know that sometimes we don't always think too carefully about everything in life, but we need to be able to consider all the possibilities that make us the best version of who we are. And being able to have an aura photographic profile created for you and actually delivered to you is a guide. It's a template. It's a place where you can take your thoughts and have a look at who you are in a way that no one else would have ever thought of doing for you. And it also gives you a way of being able to look at people and the people that you have in your life. And why are they there? What's their purpose? And how can I find a way into that person? Well, auras do that too. So they're parts and parcels of you personally having an aura profile. We talked briefly about baby profiles. I mean, there's quite a few other areas that I look at. I look at people's pets. So your pet can't talk to you as much as you'd love them to. They can actually share and you can sense from them, but you never really get to talk to them totally. Well, an aura profile for your pet can actually allow you to see whether they are where they think they are or where you think they may be. It's another really good area. I've worked with all sorts of animals, from cats and dogs all the way through to racehorses. And we figure out the personalities and who they are. Remember, every pet, every dog, cat, even every racehorse has a different personality. And to get the best out of your pet, or to look after your pet for the best possible reason, well, then what we have is we have insights that we don't get verbally. And it's the closest way you can actually choose to have a conversation with an animal that you have close in your life. And I love doing pet tours. They are so much fun. So much enjoyment comes from being able to share insights into those auras. Another part of my work with aura photographic profiling is looking at people in older photographs. Now, older auras do tend to fade on photographs, but having the skills that I have, I can actually dictate the basic colors that are still there. And I can share with you some insights into people that may have gone over, may have been passed over into spirit by now, or their personality traits, or who they were, or even what they were thinking at the time the picture was taken. Now, we can go back a fair way. I've just done a retro aura profile for Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones from 1969. It was a bit faded. You could say it faded away, but the actual picture itself gave some really quite good insights. And it's something that I'm very fascinated by, that we are who we are, but it's like we have lots of different layers, and the person that we are today isn't necessarily the person we were yesterday. So those little insights can be quite fascinating, just as purely just for fun, just for understanding where somebody may have come from previously. Yeah, and there's lots of photographs out there of people from situations since about, 1960s. The color pictures came in about 60, and they've gone up and changed through into digital and stuff like that. But color photographs do capture the energy frequencies around a person, and those frequencies are the signs to who that person is. Of course, there are other profiles that I get involved with as well. And there's lots of different genres, lots of different ways of being able to figure out who somebody is. Something I've just recently done again is wedding day photographs for a bride and a groom, taking their wedding pictures and actually writing out a summary of what they're actually experiencing at that time. Now, that's a great gift for somebody getting married, or who has actually got married and has come back off honeymoon, or even something that you keep and you can look back on in the years to come. It's unique in its actual way of thinking of where it could actually be, because we may have pictures to look back on, but how many people can remember what they actually were experiencing at certain periods of time during their life? That's again something we can do with aura photographic profiling. My name is Dominic J. Zenden. I am an aura photographic profiler. The aura is a fascinating area to explore, and if you want to explore it with me, come to see me on my website, which is dominiczenden.info. If you're interested in having an aura profile done, contact me at auraprofiling@gmail.com, or come and listen to my podcast. Every week, we talk about some fascinating subjects, which is Dial the Cosmos. That podcast is on Apple, and it's on Spotify and all other good podcast providers. And you can also catch the videos on YouTube. So until next time we talk, have a lovely day and look after one another.